Because I'm assuming, you know, like you say, a lot of times guys that would just know what to do, you've got it. There is a little bit of probably hesitation on some things, like where am I supposed to be?
Right. And, you know, yeah. Yeah. Especially, yeah. There's definitely that hesitation, you know, at times of, you know, where do I need to be? What am I supposed to do? Am I doing the right thing? Mm-hmm. Partly because it's all new for me, and partly because you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. Yeah. You want to impress the team.
What do you think, because of what you went through, just having this chance, even if you don't make the thing, I know you've got to think positive that you are, but even if you didn't, what do you think what do you think this has done for people to help people? Maybe just to know your story, and maybe people going through stuff that maybe, you know, that you went through or can relate to you a little bit.
I definitely, like I said earlier, I appreciate this opportunity. Having been a part of an NFL training camp is an experience that I can add to many amazing experiences. And if this experience itself inspires others to chase their dreams or to get back on track of a dream once let go, then I feel like I've accomplished more than what I have trying to accomplish making this team. You know, there's just so much that I want to do in life. Part of that is use my story and use my experiences to give back to other people. And so that's why I never let my experiences go. I continuously talk about them. I continuously address the things that I've went through in life because, for one, wrongful convictions need to be addressed in America. And then, two, I've noticed that people have taken on to my story and found inspiration from it. And so I want to continue to be that vessel for people to continue to push forward.
Do you you still do it? Do you do some? I heard you work with the Innocence Project. And
you're
working with them.
Working with the California Innocence Project. Mm-hmm. Justin Brooks, the director there. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, successful in helping two people be found, exonerated from the crimes that they were accused of, and still working on other people as well, while still trying to chase my own dreams. So I vowed to the California Innocence Project and to myself that upon my exoneration, the first thing I wanted to do was give back and help people that are in the same situation as me.
I'm assuming that's something that's a lifelong.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, it was, that would definitely continue on. Yeah, it's big for me to continuously talk about the California Innocence Project. Every time I come onto the field, I wear my wristbands. It's under here, but they're blue wristbands that says the California Innocence Project.org. And I've worn them ever since the day of exoneration. They're a small organization that is a nonprofit organization. They run solely on donations. And so it's important that people understand that, know who they are, and get involved, because there's a lot of Brian Banks is behind bars right now. I'm not the only one.
No, I mean, we've seen. I mean, look at all the people that were on death row or whatever that have been let out and that have been cleared with DNA and such. Does it kind of frustrate you, though, that, I mean, we've seen you're not the only one, as we say. I mean, there's a lot of cases that more people still don't get onto that.
Yeah.
I mean, we all would hate to have been in your shoes and be behind bars.
Yeah.
We didn't need to be, but, you know, didn't deserve to be. I mean, are you surprised that more people don't get behind it, put more money into it, more resources, the government?
I think like any cause, the more people will get involved when the awareness has been brought to their attention. And so I think that's why it's big for me to continuously talk about organizations like the California Innocence Project, so people become more aware that there are organizations out there that are strictly for helping people that have been wrongfully convicted. You know, our system isn't perfect. We do have flaws. And so it takes people such as myself and other people to continuously bring these situations, you know, to the masses and make them aware of them so that things can be, you know, changed in the future.
You know, you told us you did have a lot of butterflies game one. Smitty just said you're one of the guys going to get a lot of snaps in game three. Is it a little different kind of nerves coming into this game than that first game? I mean,
no. The nervousness of the first game was just the not knowing what to expect. Sure. Just being on a professional football field, to actually hear the audience cheering, to the lights, the cameras, just everything that goes into a game. I had no expectation, and so now having that game under my belt, being able to travel with the team and play in Baltimore, I am a lot more comfortable in what's to come.
The focus can be there.
Most definitely. I can't wait.